Another film out today recalls the fatal shooting of a young black man on a tragic New Year's Eve in 2008. Oscar Grant was shot and killed after an altercation on a San Francisco Bay Area or BART train. The circumstances are still unclear, but a white police officer was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the incident. Fruitvale Station is both the BART platform where the incident took place and the name of the film that opens in theaters nationwide today. It stars Michael B. Jordan as Grant, who plays him both as a petty criminal who made a lot of mistakes in his life and as a father and young man with a lot of hope about his future. Cephas Bobby Johnson has seen the film. He's the uncle of the late Oscar Grant.
I have to say Michael B. Jordan really internalized Oscar's spirit to where he brought him to life on that screen, which was just tremendous for us and really made it even more painful when it concluded with the shooting of him again by Johannes Mezzali.
Do you think that there's at least the suggestion that Hollywood is exploiting a story that, you know, got a lot of press, and certainly with the Trayvon Martin killing, it you know, certainly strikes a very deep emotional chord. But it's unlikely that African-American men will benefit from anything that happens as a result of this film.
Well, I'm not sure that. I think most importantly that especially the black and brown community will look at this and see that these young men that mass media seem to portray as being criminalized, demonized, and in many ways demoralized, actually are young men that have families. You know, and in those families, they have forms of expression of love, you know, when they have children or when they have a mother, you know, in the form of respect and love. These young men, especially Oscar, in the sense of more specifically Oscar, was loved. He was a father. You know, he was a son, an uncle, a cousin. He was a community member. And, you know, and we hope that that would resonate with the fact that, you know, so many of these young men today are experiencing these killings without a face of their humanity.
Do you think the reason that Oscar died is racism or the presence of a gun?
I would say it had more to do with racism, because what's not been talked about is Johannes Mezzali's history. We know for a fact that his first year on BART Police Department, he was in altercation with a young black man. Within that same year, he was in a second altercation with another young black man. His second year, he's in a third altercation, and he's reprimanded for that altercation in the way he performed the arrest. These are just facts. 45 days before Oscar was murdered, he beat up a young man named Kenneth Carruthers, where he was in civil litigation for that assault on that young man. There's many officers that's been employed for over 20 years and haven't had that many altercations and complaints filed against them for their act. The Peace Officer Bill of Rights protect that information from the jury so that the jury can give a clear-cut analysis of how to bring back a verdict when it comes to police officers and a relationship with the black and brown community. So, of course, we know that, without a doubt, that it was much racism involved in that decision to pull the gun, because the first statement was, "Tony, I thought he had a gun." And then, of course, he claimed later he mistaken his taser or his gun for his taser. But that immediate response, there was no legal restraints from him stating that he was sorry. And so after he had claimed that he thought he had a gun, if he intended to use his taser, he would have immediately stated, not just to Oscar, but to the family, that he really is apologetic for that mistake. That never occurred, and it hasn't occurred to this day.
Well, Cephas Johnson, thanks so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
Cephas, Uncle Bobby Johnson is the uncle of the late Oscar Grant, the death of Oscar Grant depicted in the movie Fruitvale Station. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
BART, in a statement, called the killing the most traumatic thing that's happened in BART's history. Their complete statement can be read at thetakeaway.org.
Thank you. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.